fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the second day of February. Your perfect tip today is to get and read the book titled World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. It has the protocols for not getting cancer that I follow every day and have for more than 20 years. World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. We have patient Lorraine in Greenville, my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer Dr. Horowitz as a man with his brain on fire. Lots of websites. The 5 we get out are only a small portion of all his websites, quite frankly. Listen carefully. War on WeThePeople.net. Next one I listen to every day. 528radio.com. Great music 24 hours a day. Then we have JudicialCorruptionNews.com. The next one I go to shopping occasionally myself. HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we have RevolutionTelevision.net and MedicalVeritas.org. Morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you as always.
Good to have you with us. If you're you need to be closer to the microphone, I think, if you can get closer. We sound like you're in a tunnel there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm having trouble with computers these days, so I'm going to be shifting my computers this afternoon because of some other problems I've got. It wouldn't surprise me. How's that? Is that any better?
Well, not really, but we're okay. Well, Doctor, on the second day of February 1968, I got my first night's sleep in 3 days. I had not slept for 3 days because of the Tet Offensive. And I'll tell you, Doctor, it's a wake-up call to experience 3 days with no sleep while people are trying to kill you. And it's something a person will never forget, is it?
Oh, well, you know, anytime, you know, you're trying to get sleep or rejoin the Creator in the Holy Spirit power of love, you know, and it's interrupted, you know, it's a challenge. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you other than that. We need our sleep.
And, well, at the same time, Doctor, at the same time, I found out what being hungry is. And most Americans, if they're an hour too late, they feel hungry. For John Moore, being hungry means two things. First of all, not having food. Number two, having angry men that want to kill me between where I am and where the food is that I need to go get. For me, that's what being hungry means.
Well, you know, I think you're raising the issue that we're likely to face increasingly I don't know if you saw the news segments that came out with regard to the eggs and the intentional poisoning of the chickens so that the chickens would not lay, and that right. basically, you know, the Purina company and I'm increasingly
Tractor Supply. Right.
Yeah, it's just this is another obvious indicator that we're being taken out, that civilization is under attack. And it disgusts me, actually, to see what's going on Capitol Hill in the news, which is all diverting from the most important issue. The most important issue is you've got globalists committing pan-genocide, massively converting civilization to transhumanism and artificial intelligence-regulated neuroscience, and total population conversion to a virtual cyborg colony. And so, you know, we're being deprived. It's not just sleep we're being deprived of, and we're not just food. Tucker Carlson did a segment the other day where he concluded that it's food, energy, as well as water that's right. being deprived and right. that being manipulated. And I had that experience the other day. I went into a local food store, Publix, and attempted to get steam distilled water. And I learned from the manager that they had stopped producing and supplying distilled water, which is used for medicinal purposes, for detoxification purposes. And so you can't, in South Florida now, they pulled the water from the shelves from two different companies. One of them, the main company, Crystal Geyser, was bought out by, according to this fellow, and I have to double check it, Nestle. So the globalists captured the water and they bought the company, and they did not do what a normal company purchase would do, that is produce the product and make money from it. No, they shut the factory down. They stopped producing so that they could raise the price of water and they could create a scarcity. And Carlson's segment had similarly where they set fire to the chicken farms. And that goes back, if you remember, what I said years ago, I don't know if you remember, but years ago we were dealing with H5N1, right. avian flu, the chicken flu, from coming supposedly from China, and that this was going to kill 60% of the human population. And now it's back in the news with regard to the birds and the chickens and the shortages of eggs and the price of skyrocketing eggs and the poisoning of the eggs and the chickens. It's back in the news, and it overlaps this whole concept of depopulation via intoxication and deprivation of human needs, energy, food, water. These are the essentials that the globalists have obviously attacked. And absolutely. So we're witnessing what you're talking about.
We are. Before we get to our first caller, I was looking at, and I haven't finished yet, shows you and I did in March of 2020. Those shows we're going to edit out the commercials, edit out the things that don't matter, and end up maybe with an hour or so of information we were putting out to the public in March of 2020. The warnings, especially, that we were warning people about, so that we can have a easily findable record that people can review and find out what Dr. Horowitz and John Moore were talking about in March of 2020. Doctor, we've got a caller and hold here. We got Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, good morning, John Moore, and thank you so much for having Doc Horowitz on there. And Dr. Horowitz, it being Groundhog Day, I would like to ask a huge favor of you. I really appreciate the adventure that you had with Dr. D'Onofrio. I'm really heartbroken that that he's already been up there rocking heaven for 7 years, is it, almost? And I would just appreciate if you would maybe take some time to tell that adventure, maybe even put it in writing and make us a white paper or some, I just want you to publish your memoirs and I'm kind of on a sabbatical this year and looking forward to doing the same, because those are things that the entire, not just the listening audience here, but the entire world needs to know, that even as a doctor, that you can refer to the great physician, that you can call upon the great physician, that you can be the beloved physician, that you can serve your people day and night. And some people used to call me the Cairo evangelist. And I was like, that's kind of cool. I better be able to live up to that. And J.R. Moore, I love you, man. And I got the World Without Cancer in my public library. But the main disappointment is that people are taking it upon themselves to self-treat, diagnose, and prescribe out of that book. And the problem with the apricot kernels is that they are loaded with cyanide, and that can create a heavy metal toxicity of aluminum, and people can develop Alzheimer's and type, you know, syndromes and tremors. And I've spoken with a very good medical examiner, other doctors, and certain health food stores will not sell the apricot kernel because of the high level and the unverified, you know, production and sale of something. And hair tissue mineral analysis is a wonderful non-invasive tool. And having, like, I haven't been to my doctor for a tune-up in 10 years, Dr. Tim Francis. That's how fantastic he is. And thanks for listening. And Dr. Horowitz, if you would tell us that story, I would so appreciate it, and maybe add, you know, more details like the day and the weather and how you were going to come teach a bunch of us fledgling chiropractors back in the day. And back to you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Dr. Kelly. Dr. Horowitz, your follow-up.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's see. It's a 10-minute story at least, but let me see if I can condense it. I was teaching in John Donofrio, he was a wonderful, God bless his soul, wonderful chiropractor, teaching the X-Files. It was a chiropractic seminar program. And he was bringing me in, and I was teaching homeschooling my dearly beloved, my beloved daughter, my firstborn, Elena. And I was trying to teach her math, and she wasn't listening. She just really wasn't getting it. And as a parent, you know what, you know, it's frustrating when you're trying to teach a child something and they're just not really paying attention. So I was getting a little aggravated. We got onto a plane. I brought her to Atlanta from Northern Idaho. And we were en route now. During this flight, I'm really straining to get her to pay attention to what I'm saying, but she's not listening. So we get into the car with John Donofrio, a mid-sized rental, and he's got all of my seminar manuals, like 200 seminar manuals in the trunk. They don't have room for my luggage. They give the luggage to two other chiropractic friends. They were going to drive us all to the hotel. En route, we're right outside of Atlanta, doing about 55 miles an hour around 6 o'clock at night. It's a virtual parking lot moving at about 55, 65 miles an hour, five lanes. We're in, like, the middle lane. And John, I'm explaining to him a wonderful spiritual biblical revelation, and he's not paying attention to the fact that he's driving in a blind spot of an 18-wheeler on our right. Anyway, that guy, driver, 18-wheeler, decides to shift into our lane, smashes our right front end. I saw our car now going sideways at about 55 miles an hour. And I started to pray. And John, we talked about how Creator is so great. I had, before this happened, I had asked that, I prayed to God to show me the relationship between God and Satan. I wanted to know the relationship. This is before we started to fly, before I had the mathematical problems. That morning when I was dealing with Lena and her mathematics, I prayed for the revelation of God's relationship to Satan. And so what happened was that now we've talked about how God loves us so much that in the worst possible death or near-death experiences, we are put into a cocoon of love and protection, and it's painless and it is peaceful. And I went into that space, time-space warp, as the car was moving left. John's driving, Elena's in the back seat, and I was, my mantra became, Heavenly Creator, please bless us with your protective angels. Please bless us. We need your protective angels right now. That was my mantra for the next 30 seconds. As the car shifted left into the next lane, where there was another 18-wheeler barreling in at about 60 miles an hour, smashed our left front end, causing the car to spin right now, spun about, 280 degrees. And then as it was spinning, I reached back to try to protect Elena because she had never been in an accident before. And I saw that when that 18-wheeler hit, her left ear smashed against the sidewall of the car. And then we started to spin the other way. And then as I was looking back, glancing back, there was a third 18-wheeler barreling in from behind. So that smashed into, as the car spun, the back of the car. The entire trunk kind of became an accordion, and all of the metal shrapnel, which would have gone into Elena's back, was protected and prevented by the seminar manuals. So then, after that horrific kind of like experience, and again, I'm like completely in prayer. I'm completely in that zone of bliss, virtually, protection, peace. As I was praying, suddenly then everything stopped. I looked back. Everything on the highway had stopped. I wasn't scratched. John wasn't scratched. The car hit by three 18-wheelers was totaled. Elena now is crying. I get out of the car, which is totaled. I grab Elena, I lift her up, and I carry her to the side of the road where there was a nice Christian man who pulled over, saw the accident, and wanted to help. Basically, John stayed behind. This fellow was so nice, he drove us to the hotel. John stayed behind to deal with the emergency equipment and the first responders. And we got back to the hotel, and the only scratch was on when Elena's ear hit the sidewall. So Elena, I told her to take a bath to settle her nerves. She pulled off her blouse and she says, "Oh, Daddy, my ear hurts." And I looked at her ear, and sure enough, there was this red part of her ear. And I said to her, it was though I got a download message of Creator to answer my prayer, the relationship between God and Satan. And I got that. I said, "Oh, Elena," I said, "it's as though an angel had pulled on your ear to say to you, sweetie, you've got to listen and receive what your daddy is telling you." And I got that same revelation. The relationship between God and Satan I got was that God comes as the great protector, the great lover, and Satan is permitted by God to come to deliver messages for we the people to wake up to what the truth is that shall set us free. So that was the revelation I got at that accident. And
it was it's quite a breathtaking, heartwarming story. Thank you for sharing it with us, Doctor. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have
all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner, and we're having a one-day sale in honor of Groundhog Day. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. One-day sale only in honor of something that's fun. It's nice to have some fun in our lives, and this is fun. It's silliness, Groundhog Day. So go ahead and place your order. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the money, the discount manually. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has lots of websites. Listen carefully to the websites we give out here just to get you started. WarOnWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, I keep scratching my head wondering how in the world did the men and women in positions of authority, such as the men and women, for example, in charge of college athletics at the national level, how in the world did they come to feel they should agree with the mental illness of a man who wants to compete in women's sports. I still scratch my head. How could that come about? How and destroying the hopes and dreams and work of these young ladies who work so hard to achieve these scholarships, only to have it taken away from them by these men who are mentally ill, pretending to be women. I don't blame the mentally ill men at all. I blame the authorities in charge of these sports. How about you, Doctor?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely correct. And there's two elements of that that they should be blamed. They're guilty of committing what amounts to a violation of human decency, rights, ethics, morals, values, as well as physical genetic reality. It's a woke mentality and woke agenda, and it's accomplished two ways. They've been bribed. They're paid off. They want to keep their jobs. They're basically the global industrialists that control academia and control all of the policies in the school systems. They control the narrative, and that's number one. Number two is they use their media. So they use their money, they're bribed, and that basically then they use the media for persuasion. Over and over again, they deliver the same messages. It shows you how weak the human intelligence actually is, how weak the human mind is, that it's so susceptible to being manipulated and destroyed, literally insanely destroyed. That, you know, it occurs to me that it's the same thing for the entire concept of men transforming their bodies surgically into women. It's absurd. It's an absolute violation of any normalcy, decency, reason. It's unreasonable to presume that God made a mistake in your sex and that you're now disenchanted with God and your life because you need to transform into a different sex. That's insane. That's literally crazy beyond measure. Yet that's what you're talking about. So this has been normalized now. It's increasingly being normalized. This is the great battle for the, like, literally the human soul and spirit. The human soul and spirit. And it goes back to, when you talk about spirituality, you go back to what the main challenges are that Tucker Carlson mentioned: food, energy, and water. Because when you talk about spirituality, all three of those are intertwined. Energy, spirit, is energy. Electrons, negatively charged, alkalizing electrons. That's what spirituality fundamentally gets down to. The Holy Spirit power of love that comes when you sleep and restores your body and energy, there's your energy. It's negatively charged, alkalizing electrons given to us by grace, by the Creator. That's part of the Creator. Likewise, water, which they're depriving us and poisoning, is a superconductor of energy, of spirituality. The negatively charged electrons in water vibrate at certain frequencies. And so when you have sound and light signaling in the heart of DNA, DNA is an antenna to God. Regardless of what they've told you that DNA is, above all, it is an antenna to God. It receives and transmits that Holy Spirit power of love. It feeds us. It is the food of the soul. And this whole concept of where we're breathing as organic chemistry beings, we're carbon six, organic beings, we live off of oxygen. What's producing oxygen? The energy, electrons, negatively charged, alkalizing electrons in the air that we breathe, that comes from chlorophyll. That's 528 frequency.
That's a good way to go to the break. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a one-day sale on energy cleaners today only. That would be Thursday, the second day of February, in honor of Groundhog's Day. Yes, it's a silly holiday. It's about as silly as a holiday can be. But we'll have a sale anyway. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I manually refund the sale price. And you can place your order right there at my website for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. If you already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plus throws. Or you can call my toll-free order line. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. And Dr., our next caller looks like my wife's one of my wife's favorite callers. That would be Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hello?
Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, yes, doctor, I've got a couple of questions for you, please. One is, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's been a lot of talk that Bill Gates has been pulling money out of, I think it's Moderna, and has invested it into a new company that is involved in these nasal vaccines, spray vaccines, actually. They're vaccines that can be delivered through an aerosol of some type that can be sprayed into the nose or whatever that you can inhale. And the other my question also, that, by the way, I wanted to thank you before I forget it for that heartwarming story that was just a tremendous witness to the power of prayer and to our Lord and Savior. That was phenomenal. Thank you very much for sharing that. But I also wanted to ask you, I need to have some dental work. I don't have to. But there's a crown I need to have replaced. And just recently, Dr. Jane Ruby has come out with a video about how they're putting the J&J, they're putting these poisons into the J&J vaccine that don't need to be there. And that there's no real reason for them to be there other than to poison the immune system. But one of her guests said that they're putting this stuff not only in that, but in all the vaccines that are coming out, including flu vaccines, and he said also Novocaine. And I was just wondering, am I in danger of taking a Novocaine shot? And if so, then I'll postpone the dental work that I need to have done. So I guess there's two questions there, one about the Bill Gates company and the spraying vaccines, and then my other question, personal question, about what I should do about the Novocaine and having dental work done. It's a crown that it's an old crown that has been broken and I need to have it replaced. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I can take this off air, John, or either
okay.
way.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Go ahead, doctor.
Yes, well, Bill Gates and Moderna and Jeffrey Epstein and the mega group, the main financiers of what has happened. The evolution development of the mRNA vaccines by Moderna, Pfizer, and DARPA, the U.S. military's engagement. That's obviously, to me, the depopulation of great global reset initiative. The fact is that this is a transhumanistic operation. It's a black op. They're censoring all the truth. The black op involves civilization's transformation into transhumanism, a virtual cyborg colony, using the vaccines to deliver the bioelectronic devices. That is the nano neuro bioelectronic devices that involve graphene and this superconductor of energy that on the nano scale can enable the data mining through DNA and your entire body chemistry and everything that's going on in your body is data mined via this technology. It substitutes and corrupts DNA, which is your antenna to God. So it's a soul suppressive technology. And then it enables the Neuralink, which is what Elon Musk and his colleagues have been advancing, this wireless connection between the human brain and the cloud, so that this is the optimal population control technology that's been censored. Now look at the industry. They've lied consistently. Everything they've told us is a lie. So what makes us think that their greatest now discovery in the field of vaccinology, which is this nano-neuro-bioelectronic graphene self-assembling device that operates off of the energy that's moving through water. Again, the spirit, the energy, negatively charged electrons moving through the graphene actually enables the energy to permit this wireless technology to function. It's in the science papers. You can go back to 2012 and see how they were developing this at Harvard and MIT, the Langer Labs at MIT, Robert Langer, his group. He's the leading financier and official in Moderna, and Charles Lieber, his co-author colleague at Harvard, is supposedly in jail currently for espionage with the Chinese, sending them, according to the lies that the FBI actually filed as an affidavit to indict the Harvard professor responsible for this technology with Lieber. This nano neurobiotechnology that the FBI called car battery technology. So that's the future of vaccines. Now, when you talk about the delivery mechanisms, they've been working on the nasal sprays. AstraZeneca started heavily with the flu nasal spray, FluMist, and that this is the now capability of transmitting to the humanity through the aerosols, this nano-neurobioelectronics. So the corruption, again, if you're Satan, you're celebrating. Everything that God produced to sustain life and uplift us energetically, spiritually, is being undermined. And that's the root, because we are energy beings. We're spiritual beings first before we're physical beings. We've talked about that several times on this program. So that's where they're going. Now, with regard to the Novocaine issues and being concerned, you know, frankly, I used to work as Henry Schein Corporation's leading professional advisor. That's the largest dental supply company in the world. They're also one of the leading vaccine distributors, generic vaccine distributors in the world. And I can tell you that they're corrupt. I saw witness personally the corruption. What makes us think we have sufficient evidence, empirical evidence from observation and experience over and over again? They lie, they're corrupt, they cheat, they steal. What makes us think that they wouldn't be putting stuff into Novocaine? The simplest administration, where you're breaching the skin, you're injecting the poisons potentially into the human being, and everything in the medical system and dental industry is corrupt. It's all been captured by the same people who want to transform civilization into a robot colony. So I think your justification is there for the reason that you're concerned. I think we all need to be concerned. And again, the only solution really is what we've been talking about on the show, is this whole understanding of how God works, how nature operates, the frequency resonant vibration of 528 frequency, pure tone love at the heart of nature, at the heart of chlorophyll, at the heart of rainbows, at the heart of sunshine, at the heart of God's heart, at the heart of your heart, my heart. This is the communion. It's the divine communion message, as well as the capability that civilization could restore itself, or at least after there's a mass die-off that we're about to witness, that we're going to have 1,000 years of world peace, the messianic age. So that's my take on it. I think, Charlie, that your concerns are legitimate. Frankly, I can't even keep up with orders for liquid dentists, because people don't want to go to see their dentists anymore. They understand that there are ways to prevent decay. There's ways to sedate teeth that are rotting, remineralizing teeth through products such as liquid dentists. I can't keep up with the sales, honestly. I need help.
Very, very comprehensive answer there, Doctor. Before we get to our next caller, give us an update on restoring the hurricane damage, sir.
Oh, it's a challenge. I just did some electrical work this weekend. I did some sheetrocking. It's coming together, John. I've got to hit the orchard. I've got to get to the pool. The fence is still down, but the pool's been restored. It's a beautiful, beautiful property. It's a small property, but it's really delightful in a wonderfully conservative neighborhood where everybody's celebrates their Second Amendment rights, and everybody understands that they don't want to have the woke movement you know, engaged in this area of South Florida.
All right. All right. Our next caller is Alan in North Dakota. Good morning, Alan. Go ahead, Alan. You're on the air. Okay, Alan must be on a break. Doctor, we have an extra half hour this morning if you're available, sir.
Sure, John. As long as my audio is fine, I'm happy.
Well, we're okay with the audio. And Alan, you with us now? Hello, Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, John, I've been taking apricot kernels for some time now every day because of you. What is your response to Dr. Kelly not advocating them?
Well, the operative part of the apricot kernels is the poison, and I've been taking them for more than 20 years, 10 a day for more than 20 years. If the cyanide was going to cause any issues, I think it would have happened long before now.
Yeah, I agree.
The cyanide is encapsulated in a protective coating that remains intact until it comes in contact with cancer cells. Then it opens up to kill the cancer cells. That's how it works. And it's fear based on ignorance is what it is. So
what I thought. I take 10 a day too, thanks to you, John. So I've been doing this for over a year now.
Well, like I say, more than 20 years, 10 a day for more than 20 years. I'm preparing to run a 100-meter dash in the Senior Olympics in June, I believe it is. And I ride a 750-pound motorcycle. I'm a pretty healthy guy, and the cyanide is not an issue.
Okay, thank you, John. God bless.
You're welcome, Alan. Yeah. And the call number is – go ahead, Doctor.
Let me just interject another element of the question. Is the cyanide is a negatively charged bitter? It's bitter. The seeds of most of the fruit are bitter, and the bitterness is indicative of it being negatively charged. It's negatively charged electrons. And if you look at cancer, you see, and as well as the pathogens, infectious diseases, it's positively charged. So the negatively charged chemistry neutralizes the positive charge, and that's why the cancer cells die. It goes back to the fundamental understanding of water science and spirituality. That's the chemistry of divinity. And so that's what is actually enabling the miraculous a conversion from cancer into normalcy. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to do it. So I've been a fan of apricot kernels, and especially because it's been heavily suppressed by the officials. Anything that they've suppressed in an era of depopulation and profit making off of humanity's suffering, they suppress good stuff. And I've seen that time and time again in holistic medicine. And to me, the suppression alone is sufficient to cause me to believe there's something good in it.
A very dear friend of mine I served with in Vietnam in military intelligence, he had an issue recently. He found out he had bladder cancer. And he says, well, John, you think I should start eating the apricot kernels now? He's known about this for 20-plus years also. But I see this over and over again, that people procrastinate. They don't do the prophylactic thing to stop from getting cancer. And once they get it, then they want to do something. The same thing happened with my deceased wife. About a month before, or 6 weeks before she died, she says, honey, are you mad at me because I didn't eat apricot kernels every day for 20 years like you? I said, no, babe, I'm not mad at you. I'm disappointed. I'm sad. But that was your choice, and I'm not angry with you at all. Get the book, World Without Cancer. Read it, understand it, and then move forward. Right, Doctor?
Yeah, and you know the adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, the concept of eating the whole apple with the seeds in there that are bitter, again, that's energizing. And
that's
it
right.
Wouldn't surprise me if we did research and we found that the seeds of the apples are extremely healthy.
Well, they have the cyanide in them also. Apple seeds have cyanide in them just like the apricot kernels.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, You know, it's a big question, but I think always turn to nature. Nature provides. It's a model. If we study nature and how it operates, I think we'll have the basis for really salvation and spiritual evolution.
Absolutely. We got a break coming up. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. What's near and dear to your heart, Doctor, that you want to get across today, sir?
Oh, just what we've been talking about. These are the issues that, you know, we're being confronted with. It's depressing. I'm sure you agree, to watch the news and this insanity consistently coming across the, you know, the screens.
Well, we've always had insanity, but to see it coming from where it's coming from is what's really disappointing. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll Well, Doctor, I'm looking forward, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be reviewing, editing shows we did in the spring of 2020. Now, one of those shows, I'm not sure it was with you or with Dr. Bill Deagle, in the spring of 2020, I made the statement, the following statement, my belief, I had no evidence, but my belief that the COVID vaccines were already manufactured and in the refrigerators. I'm still working on interviewing a woman who works for either Pfizer or Moderna. I don't know which yet, but she's told her healthcare professionals the following, that the vaccines were worked on for and developed for 6 years before they're released in January of, 2021. They were released January 2021, I believe. That makes a lot of sense in terms of what's happening. Nothing was left to chance with these vaccines. They're not experimental. Once you've developed something for 6 years before it's been released, it can't be called experimental anymore, can it, Doctor?
Yeah, well, that history is accurate, and I think you can go back earlier. I've seen earliest research back to even 2012, where the vaccine, mRNA vaccines, and especially the most important suppressed component of the vaccine, in my opinion, is the hydrogel, that coating, that's hydro means water. There is how the graphene operates in the energetics, the nanobioelectronics of the vaccine operates via the water hydro in the body as well as in the gel itself. And then the gel component is a lipid. So that's the technology. If you go back into the scientific literature, you can see that they were developing at Harvard and MIT and even elsewhere, heavily financed, as we've mentioned, by Gates and company. And this is, to me, the warning occurred before the outbreak itself. When I was in Hawaii, before I moved to Florida, this was in October of 2020. October 2020. COVID-19. It was the October before the first cases were in November, December of 2019. A couple months before that, I saw this coming. And we had to get out of Hawaii because we knew that Hawaii was so outrageously corrupt and they were going to do probably the worst manipulations on the population. So that's why we left Hawaii and moved to Florida. But basically, at that time, on revolutiontelevision.net, you can see what I produced. I was the first doctor, first official internationally to alert the Trump administration. I contacted Drogemeier, who was the director of science under Trump, and I urged him to look at the laboratory creation of this before
anything. Hold on, doctor. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.